Lukotetera, Achre, Pesh Chavav, 51, first column, a little bit past midway of the first column. The last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in order to keep Hashem in the world, you need to have the fuel. To keep the fire of Hashem, Meshech Lehu, to keep him in the world, you need the fuel. And the fuel is Machshava Dibur Maisa, or Ter Aveda Gemilas Chassadim, or the three worlds, Briya Yetzir Nasiya. So he says, davening is Machshava, because it's primarily in the Kavan of the heart. Dibur is Talmud Torah, because you have to be the Batabam, you need to say the words. And then, the level of Maisa is the level of Tzedakah. Okay? So he says like this, L'chein, B'Rosh Hashanah, therefore on Rosh Hashanah we say, oh, and he says, this is why we say brachos every morning, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam, that we bring down the level of Havaya, creation of the world, but it becomes Elokeinu, one with us, then it's able to be Melech HaElam, then there's able to be a world. And he says, L'chein, B'Rosh Hashanah, Zayim, Tchilas Masach, Zikon Liam Rishon. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we say today is the beginning of creation. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ilam, because Rosh Hashanah is the day the world was created. Well, Adam additionally is created. V'tamid v'chol shana chayzer adav elakad musay. And every year it goes back to the way it was at the beginning. And that's the level of Barasiv, the level of Machshava. Yitzartiv is the level of Dibur. She'eis etzura le'eitzis ha'machshava. What is speech? Speech is not yeshmiayin. You take the thought that exists and you just form it into words. So he says, you make a form of the words of machshava. Vein eitzis ha-dibur yeshmiayin k'me eitzis ha-machshava. And therefore, the letters of speech are not the same level as yeshmiayin like machshava. Ki kvar ha-ya eitzis b'secha machshava. Because already you think in letters. So letters already exist in your thoughts. It's only a revelation of the letters of Machshava. The letters of Machshava is like the matter. And letters of Dibur as a form. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe was saying, he just explained Machshava at great length about davening. So then, the second Aveda is Dibur, which is Talmud Torah, the second pillar of the world. You have to speak it, like it says, you have to be diligent in Torah day and night, and we know here the Lavka Dibur Dami. Thinking is not like speech. Only by thinking. Okay, so he says like this. So, Tefila is Machshava, and Dibur is Teira. L'cheira Machshava is higher than Dibur. But we know, so that means Tefila would be higher than Teira. Right? He says, Agam Shemaila Sateira, Eila Lamaila, Maila, Maila Satefila. Even though Teira is much, much greater than Tefila, Kmei Sha'amir Azaw Tamateira Kenegid Kulam. So L'cheira, here we're saying, Tefila is Machshava. And Talmud Torah is Dibur. So how can we say, normally Machshav is higher than Dibur, how can we say Torah is greater than Tefillah? Ach adarab, on the contrary. Lefi shem elos, b'm keder b'reim ha-mailah b'ratzon elyon baruch hu, which is called stima d'chol stima, on the contrary. Because Torah comes from the highest of highest levels, the hidden of all hidden. Yev shelakabal Torah, b'chinas gilui. You're not able to get the revelation of Teda, Achet Teda Lamata, with the Slabbage with Gashmis Elam Hazeh, until it comes into physical or Kelko Yaakov Bevel Beam, with the air of their mouth, Shabam Yislabbage Erda Shemagonu Betedosi. Meaning, the higher the thing, the lower it falls. And therefore, the Gilui of the higher thing isn't lower. So therefore, because Teda is greater, where do we reveal Teda? Not in Machshava. But dafkan dibur. Omer b'chinas gilu lahachis kol ha'ilmas yeinu v'tachteinu. Any high thing, and therefore, by the way, what's the highest thing of all? Actions of mitzvahs and gashmias. Mitzvahs connect you to the essence of Hashem. Why? Because dafke in gashmias, can you tap onto the essence that you can't do it in Gan Eden because there's no gashmias?
Well, we say the tefillah with our lips. We do action with our lips.
Yeah, but the real, that's just to be yetzer, the mitzvah of saying the tefillah. But the avoid of tefillah is meditation.
What is the last statement he's making that all Makubalim say that?
No, it's known to Makubalim.
So the ultimate is that it. That
the higher the thing, the lower it comes down.
So the ultimate light is to come with Maisa.
No, he says the ultimate revelation of the highest thing is only in Maisa when it comes into action. And then he says, Afasisiv, that's the level of Maisa Tzedakah. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what's the fuel to keep the fire of Elokus burning in the world? You need the fuel. What's the fuel? Torah Avedig Mez Chosadim Hashav Dibur Amayseh B'riyah Tzeyin Asiyah. V'nei Begim U'dvarim Eilu with these three things are Machshav Dibur Amayseh Torah Avedig Mez Chosadim On Mamshich and Malayin that we bring upon ourselves. Erd Havayah the revelation of Elokus Liyasar Nechas that the fire of Elokus, the art of Elokus, should be held into the world. This is the fuel that keeps the fire down here. Like a wicker wood. Like we see, says like this, you have a wick. A wick is a much smaller fire than a fire that's in a fireplace, right, and wood. So it's a much bigger fire, but it's a much coarser fire. It's a thicker fire, a grubber fire. A wick is a very refined, it's much smaller, but it's very refined, meaning the one in wood is a lot, but it's thick. V'nechas b'psila or mort is a little fire, but hudak, but it's edel, it's refined. So now he's giving the marshal of Elokus with world. Hashem is a fire, it needs fuel, right? So just like a physical fire and fuel, you can have wood, which makes a big fire, but it's thick. Then you can have a wick that makes a thinner fire, but it's refined. The same thing, grabbing onto Hashem. It's a much smaller flame. He says, therefore, like this, machshava, which is much more refined, is not a big fire. It means it doesn't give a lot of life to the world, like speech or action, which is much thicker, much more coarse. Because what's the ultimate purpose of the neshama coming into Gashmias? To make a thicker, bigger, Gashmias thicker fire. To bring down the revelation of Elokus, Bechinas Gilui, in a revealed form. He says like this, therefore, in speech and action, there's more Elokus, but it's not as refined. But machshava uruchni is daka, miruchni is hanimshev and is pashit lamata b'chinas ma'isa. Therefore, machshava though is much more refined than the fire that comes into dibur ma'isa. And he says, connected to Pesach, beit kinsach chomis hayesh v'gasas le'er aner dafke that the beer is machshava. Okay. Therefore, how do you do Bedikas Chametz? You have to use a candle. You can't use a thick fire. Even an avuka torch of more than one wick is already too coarse to search for Chametz. How do you search for Chametz? The Gemara says, Ner Hashem Nishmasadam, Ve'eseh Chapes Yishtam, but there's all the Pesukim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that you learn out you have to do Bedikas Chametz with a candle. So therefore, Well, how do you do B'dikas Chametz? Searching for the internal Chametz, the coarse, evil, grob, thick, mundane Chametz. You need a refined candle, even though it's a much smaller light. But that's the way you're able to make an internal investigation. You can't do it with Dibur HaMaisa. Elab Shechinas Maisa, Udibur is Pashta Sarah Harbe Vinikar Pulaisa. And therefore, see, something like this. Because the obvious question is, why do we need Machshava Dibur HaMaisa to serve Hashem as the flame, I mean the wick, to hold the flame? Why do we need all three? Because each one has a mile over the next. Machshava is a smaller flame, but it's a much more refined Ruchni is the Kaveda. And then you can have Dibur and Mais, all that. So Mais and Dibur, his Pashta Sa'erd, Harbe Vinikar Pulaisa, you see much more the effect of the big fire. Kumei Shanurem, Beruchni Sa'adim, Menefet Shachiyunis. She'pe'el es b'machshava, because even in the person's body, the Neshama's power that comes into Machshava is much more refined than the action of the Neshama that comes into speech and action. Eina kokach pulas v'raglayim. In other words, like this. When you think, you don't see the effect in the body. When you walk, the whole body is shaking. The whole body is moving. Machshava, on the contrary, you can think the guy's asleep. It's like very refined. It's very spiritual. Umalich afo became Harashua Iker Chayuse. Nevertheless, yeah, where do you see more life of the neshama? In the feet than in the head. But where's the primary force of life of the body? Is in the head, not in the foot. And it has to be refined. Al Shishneim Srichim Zalav said they both need each other. Kach Inyan Betero Tfilo Tzedaka Shakum Srichim Zalav said they need each one. Therefore, the Eibishter didn't make only Machshavah, only Dibur, only Maaser, two out of the three. Each one has its thing. It's very interesting. You find many tzaddikim, when they daven, they're going, ooh, it's like, ooh. They're going all over the place. When the Rebbe davened, there was no movement, basically. So the Rebbe's davening, the Rebbe didn't shuckle a lot. In fact, he practically didn't shake. Because it's a different type of Aveda. It's a much more refined spiritual Aveda of davening than, the commotion. Okay, so he says now in Gimel.
I'm sure the Alter Rebbe had that too.
The Alter Rebbe had that by learning, not by tefillah.
I mean, by tefillah also, he had definitely had the machshava and calmness.
Yeah, but when the Alter Rebbe said, my marim is rolling on the floor.
But by davening also, no?
No.
They said that the Alter Rebbe was really a woman alive, but and then the Mitzvah Rebbe's style was completely opposite.
Alter Rebbe and Chochmah and Bina are opposites. Chochmah and Bina are opposites. Okay, so he says, the Ne'ilteis is Bira Kosev. To explain even more the Pasuk, Hashem Elokecha Eshechohu. Until now he explained it, that Hashem is a fire, it needs fuel. What is the fuel? Machshava Dibur HaMaisa, Teira Vedigum Reschusadam. That's what he explained until now. He says the additional explanation, Tzorach Lahaska, needs to be mentioned. Kikshem Shoesh Ein and Nitbez V'nechas Heitev B'psila Be'etim Lo'er Olo'oritz. When does the fire really grab onto the fuel? When it consumes what it's burning. A fire is really a fire when it's actually consuming the fuel. Mean like this. You can explain different types of wicks. The proper wick is that's conducive for the fire. It's a keli, actually, for the fire to consume it. That's the best type of fire. But he says, Kach ena avai nechaz yofa sher benefesh shodem bechum migimu dvonim ala elu. When is the fuel of the three things? Machshava di ben amaisha teira vedigum is chesodim. Ki em bebit u ratzim kleisa nefesh elu viz barich. In other words, like this. You can have teira avedo gemilas chesodim, which is the fuel for the fire. But in order for the fire to function properly, it has to be a wick that's willing to become consumed by the fire. It doesn't fight the fire. Which means, in simple English, Teira Avedo Gemilas Chesodim needs bittul. Because you can have a fuel, you can learn Teira, you can daven, you can do mitzvahs, but if it's full of ego, it's full of lack of bittul, so then, yeah, the fire is on the wick, but you're not having a consuming fire. The godliness consumes you, that you become one with Hashem. The idea of a fire is that the fuel becomes one with the fire. If it's not conducive to it, it's not going to work.
The wick is not a fuel.
It's the well, yeah, it is the fuel because the fuel goes into the wick.
The fuel is separate. The wick is a different entity.
No, what does the wick do? It draws the fuel.
Yeah, it does.
That's all the fuel. So the wick is the fuel. Because the wick has the fuel. It draws the oil in it. So the oil is going into the wick. So the wick
without,
is... The,
without the wick, the fuel will not go on.
Because you don't have a vessel for it. By the way, you could take a tub of oil and burn it.
Vice versa.
You need a big fire to do it, though. But then you don't have the edel refined fire. The psila is the fuel, because the wick is what just draws up the fuel that the fire holds on to.
No.
The wick regulates.
The psila is not the oil.
The psila
is different entity.
What?
The patila.
No, the psila. How does fire burn? You have oil, and then you have a wick, yeah? The wick is on top of the oil, right? The fire is not touching the oil. It's on top. Okay. What's lighting over there? And how does the oil get less?
Without the oil, there is no patila.
And without the patila, there's no oil. So it's the same thing. It's the same entity.
What's the mitzvah? Is it fuel or the wick? The wick is a different entity than fuel.
The fuel needs the mitzvah itself is the fuel, because the mitzvah is either in thought, speech, or action. Correct? Davening is in thought, Torah is in speech, primarily. Okay, and mitzvahs are in action.
What is a wick?
Huh?
What is a wick?
The wick is machshava. It's much more refined. The fire that's in a wick is much more refined than in the fireplace.
That's correct.
Okay, so what does that mean? But in order for this wick to function, right, or even wood to function, you have certain wood that's better fuel than other wood. Why? It's all wood. The answer is because this is conducive to becoming consumed by the fire, and this is not so conducive to become fuel. Consumed by the fire. So what is the consumption that allows itself to be burnt in a spiritual sense, that you allow yourself to become one with Hashem? You allow yourself to become batel. I mean, you're bottled, so you allow yourself to become one with Hashem. If the person doesn't have bittul, yeah, they're learning, they're davening, they're doing mitzvahs, but it's not consuming you. At the burning bush, it was the snad didn't become consumed. So it wasn't good fuel at the bush. But it's interesting. I don't know if this is true or not, but what just came to mind, sometimes to start getting a person involved, it has to be Shalei Lishma. Shalei Lishma means I don't do it for Bittul, I do it for Gaiva, for to become famous, to become great, whatever it is, yeah? So that's why by the burning bush, the first Shalom Aleichem of Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Sneh didn't become consumed. The snad didn't become consumed because you start off not with necessarily the level of bittul. And then it leads into the level, ultimate level of bittul. Okay, so he says like this. Kach ein, ravaya nechaz, v'sheira b'nefesh odom. How does it become part of these three things? It needs to have the level of bittul. Therefore, bringing down this revelation of Alukus is Ayideyatir of Amitzes be Yisrael, Dafka Bayid. If you think about it, if tefillin is a mitzvah, then the goyim should do it too. If tefillin brings down Alukus in the world, so why shouldn't the goyim have mitzvahs? They could also bring down the action of tefillin, bring down Kedush in the world, so let them do mitzvahs. He said, no, because you need the level of bittul that only a neshama could have. Like it says, Vayokum Eidus be Yaakov Yisrael Sham be Yisrael. Ki Yaakov Yisrael, because what's the dafka? The pasuk says like this. Hashem gave Eidus in certain mitzvahs by Yaakov, Yisrael Sham be Yisrael. Why is it Yaakov and Yisrael? He says, simple. Yaakov and Yisrael is Iskafya and Ishapcha. Yaakov Avinu is a level of breaking evil. Yisrael is where you transform the evil to Kedusha. So in order to have mitzvahs in the world that accomplish what it needs to accomplish in the world, it can only be by Yidden that have the neshama, and therefore they have the ability to be bottled. Shebezeh toli amshachas erda vayadei teirem mitzvahs. Masha'en kim b'lei bittul rotzim without the level of bittul en yecheles lahamshich. You can't bring down that level of Kedusha. Because fire can only grab onto something properly that's becoming consumed by it. Through these three things, that we bring down the Eravaya. Even though these things come into the physical head, how is it that we bring down this level of alokus dafkin to gashmius? So he says that's the famous loshul. Reishranan, like we learned, is a slingshot. Yeah? What's a slingshot? Bereish is added zdak, a thin piece of cedar tree. Shechelon loch of reishel ikrit, and you can bend it all the way back. Then when you let go of it, a typical slingshot. Okay? So what's the meaning of a slingshot? Slingshot is you put it all the way down, and the further down it goes, the further up it, and the same thing Hashem says, Kacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani hu shenislabish b'maisa tachteinim. Hashem says like this. What do you mean Hashem says, I'm a slingshot? Hashem said, I am going to come all the way down, 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 down into the actions of the people. It goes all the way down, but then the neshama flies all the way up. This is what the Medrash says. Hashem says, I'm going to come into Maisa Tachteinim like a slingshot. By lowering Hashem all the way down back, the nefesh of the person becomes elevated. If you remember, one of the questions Al Rebbe said, why in the world does the neshama come down if the neshama originates in a high place? So he's going through this whole thing with the mitzvahs and what mitzvahs accomplish. So he says, so bottom line, why does mitzvahs have to come down in Gashmis? He said, because Hashem says, I'm going to come into the Gashmis. Mitzvah is one thing with Hashem. I'm going to come into the Gashmis. I'm going to come all the way low. That then when you let go, the neshama flies all the way up, greater than it was before it went down. Okay? So therefore, what's the whole inyan of mitzvahs? What's the purpose of the neshama coming down? This is the concept of yirid tzerech aliyah, the descent for the purpose of elevation. What's the elevation that happens? By Hashem, when a Jew does mitzvahs, Hashem is coming all the way down in the mitzvahs, and then we pull it all the way back, all the way down into action, thought, speech, and action, and then the neshama flies greater than it was before you pulled it back. So you have the stone on the string, on the slingshot. Before you pull it down, it's in a high place. It's not going down. But if you want to make that stone fly high, so in order for the neshama to fly higher than it was before, And that's why when the Rebbe writes in Ayom Yom, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that it's worth an neshama to come into the world 70 or 80 years just to do one favor to another Jew, which means basically that one favor, that one mitzvah, elevates a neshama to such a place that it's worth the 70 or 80 years of hell in the body for the neshama to be in the goof is part torture, for it to reach a level that's how much higher it goes.
Is there a chance of never go up?
Is it possible never to go up? Rare. Because the Torah promises that at the end of Golos, that the Torah promises you're not going to do tshuva. That's what the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here also. If you do Torah mitzvahs without bittul, you don't bring down the fire. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says, on the contrary, it goes into klipa. When you learn Torah for the wrong way, for the wrong purpose, is not bittul, it goes into klipa. So he said, so what's good about that? He said, because there are promises from Shalei Lishma for the wrong purposes. You're going to learn it, you're going to relearn it, begigolach, or whatever. This time around, next time around, you're going to learn it properly. So then you re-elevate all the Torah that they put into klipa, becomes elevated to a very high level. But meanwhile, when you do Torah mitzvah Shalei Lishma, you're lowering the Torah mitzvahs into klipa. But the Torah mitzvah, shalei lishma, bo lishma, eventually is going to come to do it right. So when you eventually do it right, you're going to re-elevate everything from klipa. Because the only way you can have Hashem resting is when the fuel is a good fuel. It's not crackling, you know. A lot of times you have water and wood, so the fuel is crackling. Crackling is not a good sign. In a fire.
Every boiler cracked. What was this that for Passover Hashem had to take them out in a second because they reached the 49 level? If they would have gone one more step,
right,
they would have never go up again.
Yeah. So, what do you mean?
But according to you,
that was all before Matan Torah. Once Torah came, the whole scene changed. The Rosh, like we learned, in Mitzrayim, those that didn't want to go out, didn't go out. Mashiach comes, Vatat Lukta Echad Echad, Mashiach going to take every Jew by the hand. What changed? Why didn't Mashiach Rabbeinu take every Jew out by the hand? Because before Matan Torah, the relationship was based on behavior. You didn't behave, you didn't go out. After Matan Torah, it's all based on essence.
Shkoach to essence.
Ich kann ja nicht.